Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare
Srila Prabhupada ki jay, Shishi Gaunitaya ki jay, Shishi Radha Shyam Sunda ki jay. My dear devotees, I will just speak just very briefly. This is your 64 round stay. It is a very important day for you because by giving the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, chanting extra time, there is a great hope that you will pierce through the illusion which covers all of us conditioned soul and open a little bit your spiritual ear. Just before coming, when I arrived in Vrindavan, I had a blocked ear. There was the dirt of a million lifetimes in there. It was, this brown thing. We don't want to get into details after breakfast. And I really couldn't hear. I was very irritated because of this. And then went to one Braj care hospital and they took a syringe. First they took a needle and perforated that. I was almost dying in fear that they would take my hearing forever. And then they just injected water. And then all of it came out. And I could hear so nicely. Every chirping bird was registered by me. In the moment, we all have this problem. In an analogical sense, a metaphoric way, our material or our spiritual ear is closed, it's blocked, and that's why we don't have as much taste as we wish to have in the chanting. But today we actually will enter the Braj care hospital. The Ter Kadamba is like the place where Rupa Goswami performed his bhajan. And we will, pierce through and wash it all out. This is a very important practice. Uh-huh. It will take a little determination on our side, but we are absolutely sure from the last few retreats that every one of you can do it very easily. It is very, very easy. I first want to convince all of you Hare Krishnas. Hare Krishna. Sorry, I should not speak like this to you. That it is very important to chant 64 rounds. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had appeared in Puri, see, there were many devotees who invited him for lunch engagements. Swarup Damodar, his secretary, had to actually make a list. Monday, Krishna Das. Tuesday, Vaninath Das. Wednesday, and so on. And there were more invitations than there were days in a month. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was asked, and he made a statement how to solve it. And this statement gave great fear in the heart of his Puri devotees, who didn't understand it at first. He said, Prabhu bale jana lakeshvare bali kare. He said, I will only eat food in the house of Lakeshvara. Lakeshvara means 100,000 men. It's something like if Bhujan Prabhu would say, I would take only food in the house of a millionaire. You know, when you say Lakeshvara, you actually mean in the language, it's a person who has 100,000 at that time, conscience, you know, that was the currency. Very rich. So the poor devotees, they are already dejected. They said, we are poor. Mahaprabhu wants to eat only when there's a lot of wealth, but we are unwealthy. So then Mahaprabhu said, when he heard how his devotees were dejected and thought he would never visit them, he said, do you know what is a Lakeshvara? He is someone who chants 1 lakh or 100,000 holy names a day. I call such a person a Lakeshvara. I only take meals in that person's house, no one else's. To chant 1 lakh means to chant a little less than 64 rounds, I think it's 56 rounds or so. But because in the process you mumble and grumble and miss out beats, and it has been put on 64 rounds, and then it's sure that you chant 100,000 names a day. My dear devotees, this was the standard of any Vaishnav, Gaudiya Vaishnava, and up to Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's time. Even if you joined the temple in the Gaudiya Mat, you had to chant 64 rounds a day. There is an announcement Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur made, where he says, everyone living in our Gaudiya Math temple must make an effort to chant 64 rounds of holy names daily. Otherwise, different types of material attachments may creep in one's heart that will hamper one's devotional service. May I ask you, do you have material attachments? One reason could be that you don't chant 64 rounds a day. that is the logic of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. When he saw that it was difficult at that time, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur made an open invitation. He said, everyone of Calcutta is invited to live in our temples. We will give him free food and a good warm place to sleep, provided he chants 64 rounds a day. That's what he demanded of everyone. He wanted to have a chanting movement. Srila Prabhupada came with this mission to the West and demanded from his very first disciple to chant 64 rounds a day. How could he not follow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his own spiritual master, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur? But he saw it was difficult and then reduced it to 32 rounds a day, but not less. Then he saw that was still difficult, and then he made the great arrangement for us. He said, okay, then chant 16 rounds free of offenses. Then we will work on. But Srila Prabhupada never, during his time, made it questionable that he did not want that we increase the chanting. There was once a devotee who wrote him a letter saying that he had increased the chanting of the rounds to 48 rounds a day. And this is what Prabhupada wrote back to him. I am very glad to learn that you are chanting 48 rounds. But actually, it is alright to chant 64 rounds. If one is able to chant more than 16 rounds, up to 64, it is very good. Try to increase it, but never decrease it. It was known amongst us Prabhupada disciples that Prabhupada gave 16 rounds as a bare minimum, but he wanted that we increase. And there are many disciples of his who during his time spoke with him and increased their chanting. One such disciple is His Holiness Lokanath Maharaj, who asked Srila Prabhupada on Juhu Beach about this. I'm taking this from the book of this celebrated author in our midst, His Holiness Giriraj Maharaj. He has written a very, very, very good book. It's very nice and really, it's like a lens, this book, to let us see the full spectrum of spirituality. So, looking at that time, Brahmachari said, you are recommending 16 as a minimum, and some devotees are choosing 20 as a minimum. Prabhupada said, so who forbids? Who says, don't do it? Lokanath. They can chant more? Yes, says Prabhupada. That is wanted. And then Lokanath is bringing this, you know, modern logic. Prabhupada, but if we chant more than 16 rounds, how can we know whether we are imitating, that's a bad word, huh? Imitating Haridas Thakur? Prabhupada remains firm. Imitation is also good. If you imitate Haridas Thakur, that is also your great fortune. Imitating does not mean you are condemned. Even if you imitate, that is also good. But if you have some other business and you say, now I'm imitating Haridas Thakur, I cannot do it, that is very bad. Prabhupada speaks about when you have service to do, and then you say, no, I'm imitating Haridas Thakur here. I'm chanting more, I'm too busy. That's not good. So, coming to 64 rounds, my dear devotees, is something which is not only authorized, it is very, very good. And making an attempt to do this at a holy place like Teyakadamba will solicit, make like begging or calling for the help of Srila Rupa Goswami and the help of Radha and Krishna. Here is actually a chance to decrease the material fever, which lets us, which makes that we don't have any taste. See, when there is sweet rice before you and gulab jamuns, when you have a fever, you feel very, very discouraged. No. Thank you. Only when you are healthy, you eat big quantities. So, because we have a material fever, when the sweetest of all sweetest things, Lord Krishna's name, is before us, we unfortunately shake our hand and say, no, I can't take, it's too much for me. But as our fever decreases, our happy, normal, and healthy appetite will return to us. So here, we will do some anti-fever work, some therapeutic work. Let the illusions go. Let it go that you think you're a man or a woman or a German or an Italian or a Siberian. Let it all vanish into thin air. Let the illusion go that you think you are an unadvanced devotee. Let us come to the position that we are all servants of Krishna. And if Krishna gives us mercy, then we can find our natural, healthy state back, our state of being where we are attracted to Krishna. Let the fever come down today. At the same time, I would like to give you what I feel very important understanding. Don't take this day like a torture or a punishment, you know, or I must do it, like we say in German language, Entkrampfe bitte, you know, that is, don't make it a spasm, you know, like, to do it, you know. No, be in a prayerful mood. Be in a mood asking for help from above. Be in a mood to just take this nicely. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, it's more important to chant constantly the feeling, clearly hearing every syllable, than to simply increase the number of rounds one is chanting. It is always more important to be devotionally oriented and not Olympiadic oriented. We don't want this to be a spasm like the sports people in the Olympiadic Games. They kill themselves in order to run just 1 millisecond faster than the guy next to them. This is not the idea, you know. It's not a torture, an Olympiadic torture. It is a devotional exercise. So, therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, by chanting, all desires will be fulfilled. Now, by your mercy, I have given up the desire to chant a great number and simply chant constantly with focused attention. And in his commentary he says, I repeat it, it's more important to chant constantly with feeling, clearly hearing each syllable, than to simply increase the number of rounds. And as paradoxical as it may sound, on your 64 rounds day, in some way, forget the 64. Remember more to chant with feeling and devotion, and you will easily reach the 64. It sounds paradoxical, mystical. One hand seems to take what the other has just given. This statement seems to be contradicted. But spiritual life is a little translogical. You know, everything will be very easy if you chant with devotion, tuning yourself into the beautiful devotional atmosphere where the greatest of devotees, Rupa Goswami, a resident of the spiritual world, waits for you to take you by the hand into the spiritual world. We teachers wish you a wonderful 64 rounds day. Yes, try 64, but put your your attention on chanting with devotion and feeling, and the 64 will be easily reached. The way we will do it is we will chant together for a good stretch of time here like this, and have the group energy working. Then after some time we will be able to wander and explore at will. But please, when you wander, you might come a little bit on the mental plane. This can happen. Always come back into the center of the cyclone that is here, where devotees sit before the kunj of Rupa Goswami, to get back into the feeling and in the flow. But after some time, let us say after 16 rounds or so, we may wander. If we are tired, we may sleep under a desire tree. Please desire the right things. Not that you wake up as Bill Gates, you know, a multi-millionaire, when you dream of material wealth. No? There will be light prasadam for you in a buffet style type of way, where you can just pick it up and eat it at your leisure and at your own discretion. Also, after some time, the teachers, Giriraj Maharaj and Bhurijan Prabhu, and all of us will be a little in that area. And if you need a quick SOS, save our soul, instruction, then you may ask. I do recommend to you, if possible, let us keep Monam up till 2 o'clock. That is 2 o'clock, is that too much? 4 hours, no other sound than Hare Krishna. You will see magic happens when you don't talk hello, goodbye, and how is your health, and so on, and other most important sound vibrations. You will see, if you are silent, your mind will come at peace. So up till 2 o'clock, no other sound than Hare Krishna. Some peacocks will go around, and some parrots, and they will report if you break your monam, so better don't do it. I'm joking. So let us joyfully call out for the help of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the Panchatattva, and then dive right into it.
Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasudeva.
One more time.
Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Radha Sivasani Gaura Bhakta
Vrinda. Raise your hands up one more time.
Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Radha Sivasani Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
We wish you a wonderful chanting experience. Hare Krishna. Let us start now.